We have a story now about your stuff and what can happen when you give it away. Here's Morning Edition producer Catherine Whalen with the story of her favorite mug.
So I found this mug at work. It turns out NPR reporter Colin Dwyer first brought it into the building in 2013 during his internship.
I came across it in the cupboard of a house that I was living in, and it was one of those Craigslist situations.
Colin's best guess is that a former housemate must have bought it at a thrift store.
This plain old white mug that just said, I went to Jonathan Katzer's bar mitzvah in 2003.
I had to know more. Who is Jonathan Katzer? I tracked him down with his father, Ron, who created the mug.
September 16, 2003 was the Hurricane Isabel, and we lost power for a week.
So they needed a new venue for the bar mitzvah.
The local church had a very nice pastor who offered their social hall.
Ron printed 250 mugs as favors, but only 120 people came. So Jonathan says they then had a surplus of mugs to get rid of.
Which my dad gave to essentially every human who entered our house for the next 10 years.
You a little bit exaggerate.
The mugs got around.
In college, I guess I got invited to a friend of a friend of a friend party, and I went to Jonathan Katzer bar mitzvah mug in the person's cabinet.
And somehow now one of those mugs lives on my desk at NPR. I imagine a bar mitzvah I never went to, and our reporter Colin, who first brought the mug to NPR, does too.
I just picture a bunch of really awkward seventh graders and some really awkward dancing.
As for Jonathan,
I actually realize I don't have one in my apartment in New York.
He can't have mine. Catherine Whalen, NPR News.